Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tainis. Today we are learning Berak Gimel Mishnah Vav and Berak Gimel Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, Berak Gimel Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah taught us that if a bunch of terrible things happen that are passing type of calamities, then everyone should be fasting, more severe fast on those days, because you never know, they could ultimately come to your town, even if they have not arrived at you yet. Berak Gimel Mishnah Vav is now going to give us a story that teaches us this halacha in a real way. It says the Mishnah, Maisa sheyardu zekeinim Yerushalayim la'areihem v'gazru tain, as it once happened that the elders of the Sanhedrin, they went from Yerushalayim to their towns in Eretz Yisrael, and they decreed a fast. Al shenira kim lo pitanur shidafon ba'ashkelon, because there was crop damage that was caused by strong winds that was done in Ashkelon, which therefore affected an amount of grain the size of an oven's opening, which is, again, a little amount. As the Bartanura says, it was enough grain to make the amount of bread that fills an oven's opening, which, again, and although the damage was observed only in Ashkelon, they fasted throughout the country, even in other places. Continuing in the Mishnah, the Od Gazru Tainis al Sha'achlu Ze'evim Shnei Tinokos Ve'evim Ha'yardeh, and they also decreed a fast in Eretz Yisrael, because wolves devour two children on the other side of the Yarden, on the eastern side of the Jordan River. Rabbi Yossi Omer, lo al sha'achlu, el al shenira, the fast was decreed not because the wolves devoured only children, but because they were simply seen in a place where people lived during the day, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. Again, two examples where things happen in faraway other parts of Eretz Yisrael, but there was a fast decreed throughout Eretz Yisrael. Now, it's generally forbidden to make requests of Hashem on Shabbos, because doing so detracts from the Shabbos and from the rest that you're meant to experience on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah here, Berak Gimel Mishnah Zayin, is going to tell us exceptions where you are actually allowed to make certain requests on Shabbos. It says, the Mishnah, Elu Masriin b'Shabbos, for these calamities, we're going to cry out to the Rabbonu Shalom in Tefillah on Shabbos as well. And as the Gemara tells us in Daf Yud Aleph in Tainis, that although the Mishnah uses the word Masriyan, which usually means to sound the shofar, it doesn't mean literally blow the shofar, because you're not allowed to blow the shofar on Shabbos. It simply means to daven to Hashem. It says the Mishnah, Al Ir Sheikifua Goyim O'Nahar, for a town that was surrounded by non-Jews who were trying to attack you, or for a town next to a rising river that's about to overflow into the town, V'al HaSfina HaMitrefes Bayam, or if there's a ship that is tossing in a storm at sea, and it's in danger of sinking. In any of these cases, because danger is potentially imminent, is potentially immediate, we cannot wait until after Shabbos. Rather, you should cry out for in tefillah on Shabbos itself. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, Le'ezra v'lo l'tzaka, you can call people to gather on Shabbos for the purpose of helping those in trouble, but not for the purpose of crying out in tefillah. That according to him, since we can't be sure that these tefillahs are going to be answered, the Chachamim did not allow a person to actually daven on Shabbos, even in these cases. Finishing off the Mishnah, though, Shimon HaTimani Omer Af Al HaDever. The Shimon HaTimani adds that we may cry out on Shabbos even if there's a plague, like we learned previously, one person dying on the three consecutive days. You can daven there on Shabbos as well. But the Mishnah concludes by saying, V'lo hodu lo chacham, but the chachamim did not agree with him. They would not add dever as one of the calamities, one of the tragedies, or demanding that a person cry out and daven on Shabbos as well. Quick review, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, taught us there was a story where the elders, the Zekanim of the Sanhedrin, went from Yerushalayim to their town in Eretz Yisrael, and they decreed a fast simply because there was crop damage caused by strong winds in Ashkelon, and therefore they were concerned that those strong winds might come to their town as well, and therefore they decreed a fast there as well. And the Mishnah taught us another story, but they also decreed a fast in Eretz Yisrael because there were wolves that devoured children on the eastern side of the Yarden, and therefore they saw these animals, machlokos, was it because they saw them, was it because they actually killed these two children? But regardless, they were nervous that perhaps the wolves are going to come to them, and therefore they said that everyone should be fasting because of that. Then Berak Gimel Mishnah Zion discussed when are you allowed to fat, when are you allowed to when are you allowed to daven for specific for specific help to Hashem on Shabbos as well. Normally, you can't make requests on Shabbos. So we said that if there's a town that was surrounded by non-Jews that want to hurt you, or for a or if there's a river that's going to overflow into the town potentially, or if there's a boat that's tossing in the sea and might sink, in those situations, everyone agrees that a person may daven, that a community should be davening for help from Hashem in those situations, even on Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef said that you're calling people to gather on Shabbos, that's fine, to help you in case of trouble, not a problem. But you can't, you shouldn't be crying out in tefillah, according to Rabbi Yosef. We don't paskin that way. That's what he holds. And then Shimon HaTimani simply added that we even cry out on Shabbos if there's some sort of a plague, if there's a dever that happens, although the Chacham did not agree with him. Have a great day.